Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. It's 6:11, Brock Hunter.
Yo.
All right, so we mentioned yesterday that we're kicking off some new things here on the Plan B Morning Show. Obviously, we have few and far between good things that happen here on the show. You know what I mean? And when we do get something good, we're like, all right, well, let's keep doing it. So we're doubling up on some of our best bits. And with that said, I don't waste any more time because we're just going to get into it. I can't explain this every time. So, folks, let's do it. It's your first WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
This is quite interesting. So according to a recent, now this is on TikTok, but some dentists have come in and proved this to be true. Dentists can tell if you've been performing a certain mouth-based act on a gentleman or multiple gentlemen thanks to a specific spot in your mouth. Now this sounds like a myth, and that's what most people thought when someone on TikTok posted the video a few weeks ago. And that said, quote, just found out the dentist can find out whether or not someone has given, I'm serious. But it's true. Yeah. Some dentists and hygienists have posted a response saying, yes, they know. When they've been doing that fairly regularly, there's a bruising on the soft palate of the roof of your mouth. The bruising isn't harmful, but it's a giveaway.
Calloused up.
Yeah. If it's just a big rough callus, if it looks like an oil rig worker's hands inside the roof of your mouth, the dentist knows what you've been doing on your Friday nights.
Could you imagine dentist in your mouth and just kind of under his breath? Well, this guy's been busy. You know? Or girl. I should say or girl.
Or girl, exactly. It's equal opportunity in there. So, yeah. I just thought it was interesting that, you know, the bruises tell the story. What I do know, though, is I'm going to find out the next time my wife has a dentist appointment, I'm going to do everything I can to see if I can work that up, just to see if I can get her embarrassed over at the dentist's office. She's like, why do you want that so bad right now? This doesn't make sense. No, I have to go to the dentist.
I just see you in the dentist's office. Ask it, like, so how bruised up is that thing? Is it calloused?
Pretty far back, right? Like, I mean, farther back than you've seen in most people, right? Right?
It's like, nope, pink and healthy as all could be.
I mean, there's a bruise like right behind the front teeth. If anything were to get in there, it didn't go in very far. Like, damn it. And it's such a tiny bruise. We've actually never seen such a small bruise on the roof of someone's mouth.
Interesting to talk to a dentist about this to see if it's really true.
You know what? I got to go back in for a chip on my tooth. I'm going to ask him about it next time I'm there. Because why not? Because why not make my dentist uncomfortable at this point? Dentist, question for you. Just a question. Just to see where you're at with this.
So, I heard a rumor that blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And ladies, if you do have a dentist appointment shortly after Valentine's Day, just know the dentist will know what you did on Valentine's Day. Just let you know, they know. All right, that is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.